We hear the term resilience a lot lately. Mental resilience, emotional resilience, and physical resilience are all aspects that make up that total element of resilience. Sometimes we don't know what that means, though. I've heard people describe resilience as a person's ability to take a punch and get back up. But what about being able to see the punch before it happens? And what about being able to dodge it, maybe even like Matrix style? Today, I'm going to talk about how we can embrace resilience proactively, and I'll give you strategies for things that you can do before the stuff hits the fan, so when it does, you can take minimal damage. You are a working professional who's interested in doing your best in all aspects of your life. You put everything into the roles you play, but sometimes it can be hard to stay focused and avoid burnout. My name is Ryan Rodriguez. And as the host of the Ignited Podcast, I'm here to give you the tools and perspective you need to keep the four flames of fitness, intellect, relationships, and energy burning steady. By keeping those flames lit, your fire can burn bright. Join me in challenging the status quo by taking ownership of our lives, building up each other, and becoming the people that we were meant to be. Do more. Be more. Be ignited. You all know that I love defining terms, so why should this episode be any different? According to the Cambridge Dictionary, resilience is the ability to return to one's original form or position after being compressed, stretched, or bent. Resilience can be directly related to our physical bodies, our mental health, our emotional agility, or our spiritual state. Sometimes we face physical challenges by way of injury. Sometimes we face mental health challenges by way of moral injury at work. Sometimes we may be in a crappy place when it comes to our relationships with the people that we love, or maybe the relationship we have with ourselves. And sometimes our spiritual light is dimmed either by our circumstances or our choices. Regardless of which one of these categories you're facing challenges in, there is a way to fortify yourself before the crappy things happen. If we don't put any energy into becoming resilient before the challenges come, then we won't be as likely to be able to get back to living the life we love once the storm has passed. Just like in the intro of every episode of the Ignited Podcast, I'll focus on the FIRE framework as I present some strategies for proactive resilience. One of the reasons it's so important to focus on our ability to be resilient is that adversity is going to come into our lives, whether we like it or not. It's inevitable. How we respond to that adversity is what will define who we are. I like the idea of becoming anti-fragile, and that's a term that author Nassim Nicholas Taleb featured in his book of the same name, Anti-Fragile. This idea is focused on how we can create a mental fortitude and an approach so strong that when we're challenged in our lives, we can not only become resilient in coming out of that challenge, returning to the state we were in before the challenge happened, but we become stronger moving forward because of it. It's that old adage of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But in this book, Taleb gives specific scientific examples of how this process happens and how we as individuals can establish systems to make ourselves stronger, leveraging life's challenges to our benefit. I love the book. He breaks down the science of it. He talks about creating new neural pathways. He talks about neuroplasticity. If you really want to dive into the science of it all, then I highly, highly recommend you read the book Anti-Fragile. But first, I'd like to share with you the different ways that we can fortify ourselves so that we can take a proactive approach to resilience. Of course, I'm going to break it down to align with the FIRE framework because it is literally the foundation for all of the things that I personally want to accomplish. It is the foundation of the private coaching group that I have called The Forge. It is what we base everything off of. All of our success is built off of this framework. So let's get started. We'll start with right at the beginning with fitness, the F part of the FIRE framework. Sometimes it's our current state of physical fitness that's holding us back from performing or maybe looking the way that we want to. And sometimes it's because we've sustained an injury. Sometimes it's our immune system that's the challenge. Maybe we are suffering from an illness that's putting us down for the count. But depending on what factor is challenging us in our fitness category, we can make adjustments to our approach to be proactively resilient. The answer to all three of those elements that I just mentioned, physical fitness, injury, and immunity issues, can be addressed by a focused effort on three things: regular exercise, proper nutrition and supplementation, and sufficient rest. Let's break down those three elements. Starting with regular exercise, you know it and I know it. Consistent exercise will build your strength and help you lose fat, which adds to, well, the losing fat doesn't add to your risk factors, but building up your strength and losing the fat that will add to your risk factors of poor health are conducive to your healthy lifestyle. Come up with a plan and stick to it. And it doesn't have to be something extravagant. It just needs to be consistent. Maybe you do want to do like a 12-week challenge and sign up for like a really cool app that you've been seeing lately. Maybe that's it. Maybe you just want to start taking a walk every day after dinner. I think I mentioned it before, but there was this woman who was talking about going on fart walks. And that's literally what she calls them. She's like a gastroenterologist or some kind of doctor. But she was talking about, she had a viral video out there, and she was just going on a walk every day after dinner. Her husband and her would go on a walk. They call them fart walks, where they just kind of get things moving and get the digestive juices flowing. But maybe it's something as simple as that. Maybe you're going to do a 1 minute plank every day to tighten up your core. Whatever it is, from a 1 minute, you know, intensive plank to maybe training for a marathon, that depends on you. How do you want to answer the demand for regular exercise in your life? That's a question you're going to have to ask yourself. Moving on to proper nutrition and supplementation. Now, you guys know it. You are what you eat, literally. Like, your body breaks down the food and turns it into energy. And it's honestly a high performance machine. And although you might not feel that way right now, you need to understand that it'll perform according to the fuel that you put into it. Maybe right now you feel like a sluggish Buick minivan, or maybe you're feeling like a rugged Toyota Tacoma. I don't know what you're feeling like, but regardless, your performance is directly related to the types of food that you're putting into your body, or the type of fuel per se. And I want to draw a hard line here and say that no matter how good you think you're eating, you still need to be supplementing with vitamins. We just don't get all the vitamins and minerals that we need daily from our diet. And at the bare minimum, I'd encourage you to get a daily vitamin, like a multivitamin, and start taking it. If you're looking for more insight into like a custom supplement plan based on your specific goals, understand that this is the exact type of thing that we go over inside the Forge. So if you want to dive deeper into that, join the group. And notice also, I'm going to talk about rest, but I said sufficient rest. I didn't say getting a lot of rest, right? I said sufficient. And the idea behind this is quality over quantity. If you sleep for 10 hours, but you're constantly getting interrupted due to hot temperatures or loud noises, and you're not getting enough deep and REM sleep, then your 10 hours isn't going to mean all that much. On the flip side of that, if you can get 5 hours of deep sleep in a quiet and cold environment, then you'll do much better when it comes to recovery and immunity. Quality, not quantity. As a certified master health coach, I can help curate a perfect sleeping environment for you. We can talk about these things inside the group. Working in a career, personally, where shift work is at the basis of what I do, I have constantly been interrupted when it comes to sleep. And it's one of the reasons why firefighters, police, doctors, and nurses, they all struggle with energy and hormone imbalances so much, because our sleep is so disrupted. And do not get me started on the disgusting trash that is energy drinks. If you use energy drinks thinking that it gives you energy to get through the day, think again. All they do is force your body to forget that it's tired, which turns you into a zombie. And in careers where attention to detail is life or death, do not act like you're doing yourself or the people you serve a favor by drinking that garbage. It is poison. Don't drink it. That is literally the opposite of getting sufficient rest. I'm here to tell you, sleep always wins. Sleep always wins. Your body absolutely needs it, just like it needs food. So don't neglect yourself in that way. Moving on to the next fire category of intellect, when you expand your mental capacity for learning, you expand your aptitude for mental resilience. Let me explain what I mean. I can't help but think of that old NBC service announcement, like the more you know, with the little star and a rainbow or whatever. But there's a lot of truth to that. The more you know, the more mental resources, processes, and frameworks will be at your mental fingertips for you to use to push through adversity. What's better is establishing frameworks and principles before you're faced with challenges. Just like you want to make sure that your car is fueled up before you embark on a long road trip, you want to make sure that your mental fuel tank is full before you venture out into the world. There's nothing wrong with learning by experience. But to me, that's like going into a gunfight or a war with an empty magazine. Like, I understand that gaining the experience is valuable, but at the same time, you can also gain insight and knowledge based off of other people's experience. Personally, I think it would be better to have your knowledge locked and loaded in the chamber before you step onto the battlefield. The more you learn, the more you expand your capacity to learn. And this is why it's so important to never stop learning. If you enjoy keeping your mind sharp by working on puzzles or reading mystery books, as long as you're doing something to keep your brain on its toes, that's the key here. As you expose your mind to puzzles and manufactured problems, or you know what is another great thing is escape rooms. That's fantastic. Plus, you're like helping building relationships. But anyway, you gain insight and ability to solve problems. Let me restate that. As you expose your mind to puzzles and manufactured problems, you gain insight and the ability to solve problems. Let's move on. Speaking of relationships, and you may make relationships or break relationships if you guys have ever done puzzle rooms, breakout rooms. Like, what am I trying to say? Escape rooms. I just said it. Anyway, speaking about fart walk, I had a brain fart. But anyway, moving on to relationships. When the relationships that matter most to us are strained, we have a hard time focusing on anything else. When the world is burning around us, it's those people we've surrounded ourselves with who will be there to help us douse those flames. Build a strong network of people that you can trust. Be open in your communication to those people who've been qualified and who know you can trust. These may be family members, but they may not be. They may be coworkers, but they may not be. Sometimes you can't trust either of those groups, and you've got to go outside your immediate group of people and create a network of people who are aligned with your vision and values. Maybe you find them on the internet. Maybe you find them in chat rooms, Facebook groups, different things like that. The world is yours now. There are so many people out there who are aligned with your principles. You just got to go find them. Relationships thrive on alignment in these three areas: vision, values, and lifestyle. And if your partner or your team isn't aligned on these three principles, then don't expect things to go well. Conversations need to happen on these three elements. The most extreme clarity should be exercised when asking these questions. Go deep. Go deep on these topics and get to the most basic level of understanding and agreement. Have the conversations. Ask the big questions. Once you have these conversations, you'll know where you stand and you'll know where those who are in your circle stand. As you build your network of support from people who truly want to see you win, you expand your potential for emotional resiliency because you're building that like landing platform. Once you get knocked down, these people will be there to help lift you back up. And finally, energy. As I've said before, you can't pour from an empty cup. When it comes to energy, I'm speaking in terms of whatever it is that fills your proverbial cup. You got to keep that thing full. Ask yourself this question: what gives me energy? Is it being around people? Is it being away from people? That's what gives me energy. I get drained when I go out and have to like deal with people. People drain me. My frustrations increase, like all of it. So I have to step away from people. I got to go be alone. That refills my cup. Being alone, working through things mentally, journaling, working out, reading, those different things. That stepping away from people helps refill my cup. Maybe it's going to a movie. Maybe it's going golfing. Maybe it's going for a hike. Whatever it is, identify what it is that gives you energy, embrace it, and make sure you set aside time to fill your cup every week. Maybe you've just been going and going and going, and you need a little rest and relaxation. And if that's the case, then I recommend you sequester yourself at a nice hotel for a night or two, maybe two. But maybe it's just one night. Just get away. Go to a nice local hotel. Get a spa treatment. Do some lounging by the pool. Read a book while you're there. Find what it is that rejuvenates you and make it a point to put a system in your life to keep it there. When you've got systems set in place in these four critical categories, you'll become unstoppable. People like to dismiss the idea of proactive resiliency. I hear things like, well, you don't know how you're going to react until you're in the situation. And that may be true to a point, but I don't put much stock in that, to be honest with you. And I'll tell you why. It's the exact reason why we train in the fire service, why I train at the gym, why we train in jiu-jitsu, why we train our minds to be cool under pressure, and why we train at the shooting range, right? If we don't know how we're going to react until we're in the situation, why do any training? Why does anybody do any of that? To me, that's a bunch of BS. So honestly, like the more you train, you're literally training your neural pathways, your muscle memory, all of those things. You're training your body and your mind and your emotions and your spirit to respond accordingly to these things so that when you are in the moment, it becomes second nature. That's why we do it. Remember, we don't rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training. So train. Invest the time in yourself, in your well-being, and in your fortitude. Build your resilience and become unstoppable. I hope you've gained some insight and perspective while listening to today's episode. I love producing the topics that I share with you guys, and I hope you get a lot out of them. I would very much like for you to share the show with those you think may like to hear it. I also want to personally invite you to invest in yourself and join the Forge. I went through the fire framework today and I broke it down a little bit. Inside the Forge, we go so deep on it, you guys. We go so deep on the fire framework and it becomes like the basis for our lives. But once you're inside the Forge, you get one-on-one time with me to help you refine your goals in each fire category. You'll get access to the fire goals tracking sheet. You'll get weekly support from live sessions with me. And also you'll become a part of something bigger than yourself. You'll join the ranks of others who are looking to become the best versions of themselves. And that's what playing the infinite game really is. So take active steps these next 2 weeks and build your resilience proactively. Do this by being actionable. Take actionable steps. Don't wait to sharpen your sword until you're on the battlefield. Instead, refine yourself now. Click the link in the show notes to join the Forge. There's also a couple of reading resources, some articles that'll expand better on the ideas of being proactive in your resilience and the importance of it. So click the link in the show notes. You'll also find a link to purchase a copy of my book, Own It, Build a Fire Service Culture of Trust and Integrity Through Accountability on Amazon. Number one bestseller, guys, four different categories. I wrote it because it is much needed. And it doesn't just apply to the fire service. It applies to anyone who's looking to build a highly functioning quality team. So thank you guys so much for listening to the latest episode of the Ignited Podcast. This is Ryan Rodriguez signing off. reminding you to do more, be ignited.